translated. He did not see death. God took him on to heaven. And the story went like this. A little boy was telling his parents that he studied about Enoch that day in Sunday school. And his parents, though they knew the story, they said, "Well, what did you study in Sunday school about Enoch?" He said, "Well, God and Enoch used to hang out together. And Enoch and God would just walk around together. And then one day, God said, 'Enoch, we're closer to my house than we are to yours. Just go home with me.'" And I thought, you know, that's really the way it is. We like to hang out with God, and someday he'll just take us on home because we're closer to his home than ours. If you're anticipating a sermon by the title in the Sunday sheet, I apologize. Time got away from me and I didn't get a chance to correct it with Margaret. She's so punctual on her work, I did not get a chance to correct it. I will be preaching that sermon. I'm not going to promise it will be next week, but I will be preaching that sermon. Instead, I'd like to present a different sermon tonight. I was watching the news about 2 weeks ago, and supposedly there was a man in Dallas who one afternoon was just sitting in his house watching television. And you know how burglars do nowadays? They just break your door down. Well, someone just broke his door down, pulled out a gun, pointed the gun at him, said, "I want your money. I want all your valuables." Well, the man, you know, was complying with it. So he handed him his wallet and his watch. And supposedly, as they were walking through the living room, heading back to the bedroom to get more valuables, the man's television set was on. And the burglar said, "Oh, you're watching the 700 Club." And the man said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Are you a Christian?" And the man said, "Yes, I am." And the burglar said, "So am I." Truth is stranger many times than fiction. Now, that burglar was honest and sincere. He really thought that he was following the teachings of Christ. That's what makes us Christians, if we're following the teachings of Christ. However, he has been deceived, or he has deceived himself. It is our lifestyle, it is our character that determines if we are following Christ or not. You remember Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7, and I'm going to personalize it and then I'll read it. We're going to be known by the fruit that we produce. If we produce love and joy and compassion, we're going to be known by being filled with love and joy and compassion. But the opposite is also true. Jesus said it this way, "By their fruit you shall know them," Matthew 7, verse 16. My first point tonight. It's so easy to say that we're a Christian. The words just form so naturally on our lips. And the words just flow off of our tongue. "I'm a Christian." But brethren, it's not what we say, it's who we are that determines if we are a Christian or not. It is our character, not our words. Now, to be a Christian means that we are following Christ. So what you and I have done in our lifetime is to determine from the New Testament, primarily Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, what kind of man Jesus was. Not only when he was preaching to the multitudes, also when he was having personal one-on-one conversations with individuals. What we have tried to do in our life is determine what kind of individual Christ was, and we try to be just like him. Now, admittedly, we're not going to live up to that standard. We understand that. But that's what we strive to do. In 1 John 2, verse 6, John wrote, "He who says he abides in Christ, he who says he lives in Christ, he who says he is a Christian ought ought himself also to walk or to live as Jesus lived. Now, the title of our lesson tonight is also the theme of our lesson. The title and the theme is, we need to reflect the character of Christ. And we're going to look at a couple of ways tonight, and we're going to look hopefully next Sunday night at a couple of more of those ways. But as Christians, we need to reflect the character of Christ and emulate his kindness of heart, his kind-hearted nature. In Matthew chapter 10, we find really a very challenging story. Jesus In Mark chapter 10, we find that Jesus has been having really a very heated and a very serious debate or teaching with some individuals. It's hot and heavy. It's difficult to accept and difficult to understand. And really almost in the midst of that teaching, some parents bring their children to Jesus so that Jesus can touch them and bless them. That's the way it was done back then. He would actually lay his hands on them and give them that blessing. Well, when his disciples, we're talking Peter, Andrew, James, John, and the rest, saw what was happening, they rebuked those parents and said, no, Jesus is too busy or something, because they wanted the children to be taken away. And the Bible says Jesus was greatly displeased. And he said, suffer or allow the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Brethren, Jesus was speaking with his heart. Jesus was kind-hearted. Now, I can almost defend the apostles. They were trying to buffer Jesus. He's in a difficult situation. He's teaching some difficult things. They're trying to protect him. But it was important for Jesus to show his kind-heartedness. And it also gave him a perfect opportunity to make some marvelous teaching, looking at these little children, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Unless we become naive to him, in other words, simply accept what Jesus says the way he says it, we will not enter the kingdom of heaven. We need to just accept him like a child accepts the teaching of his parents. He gave this kindness an opportunity to teach. And from this story and from a lot of stories of Jesus's ministry, we see just this overflow of kindness that radiated onto others. And brethren, as a Christian, as a child of God, as one who is trying to emulate the characteristics of our Lord, we need to do the same thing. When Paul was writing to the Ephesians, Ephesians 4 verse 32, he said, be ye kind, compassionate one to another. I looked up the word compassion. No, I didn't. I looked up the word kindness. It means to possess a warm-hearted nature. And in my study, I found that a poet that I had never heard of said that the heart that is benevolent and kind is the heart that most resembles our Lord. That's what we're trying to say. Once upon a time, a man of very modest means decided he was going to try to take his children and his wife to the circus. Very modest income. Normally he would not be able to give them anything like that. But he heard several months in advance that the circus was coming, so he pinched every penny he possibly could so that when the circus arrived, he would be able to take his children and his wife to the circus. So he had his money in his pocket. And he was next in line. And the clerk said, can I help you? And he said, I need 2 adult tickets and 8 children's tickets. And the man said, okay, that'll be so much amount of money. He didn't have that much money. I guess he was working on last year's price instead of this year's price. He said, I'm sorry, how much is it going to be? The man told him how much it was. He didn't have that kind of money. And the man behind him was listening to all of this, saw the man drop his head in embarrassment, realized the man was just about to turn around and tell his children, I can't take you to the circus. and he reached into his pocket, pulled out a $20 bill, dropped it on the ground, tapped the man on the shoulder, said, "You drop this," and handed it to him. That man knew he didn't drop it, but he appreciated the kindness of a stranger. And really, just those little things many times really is what sets us apart. Just a simple act of compassion, compassion that comes from an overflow of kindness, most resembles our Lord. And that story exemplifies what we should be as Christians. Do you realize it is our kindness that causes us to reach out into the community? And when we are kind people, people see that and they're drawn to Christ because of that. When we are kind to others, people will say, "Jesus is living in those people." And I found this saying also, "The best portion of a good man's life is his little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and of love." So Jesus reflected kindness in his life. And if we want to reflect the characteristics of Jesus, we must also. Another area for us to discuss tonight that reflects the characters of Jesus is that he was empathetic, not apathetic, empathetic. I'll define empathetic in just a moment. The story I want to use tonight comes from John chapter 11. Very, very familiar story. Jesus is in Galilee. One of his best friends, Lazarus, down in Judea, is very sick. Jesus knew he was going to die. Word came to Jesus that Lazarus is ill. Please come. Jesus delays, and when he finally made it to Bethany, Lazarus had already passed away. Lazarus had two sisters, Mary and Martha. They both greeted him with the same words, "Had you been here, our brother would not have died." And that's true. Jesus would have performed a miracle. When Jesus saw Mary and Martha weeping, and when he saw the gathering who was with them weeping, the Bible says he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. And verse 35, shortest verse in the entire Bible, Jesus wept. Jesus wept because his friend went through that situation, but I believe mainly he was weeping because people he truly cared about, their hearts were both broken. That's what empathy means. Empathy means to experience another person's feelings from that person's point of view, from their perspective. Maybe we don't know exactly what they feel like. Maybe we don't know exactly what they're going through. In fact, it's almost impossible to ever know exactly how someone feels, but we still feel that empathy. We put ourselves in their place. How would I feel if this tragedy befell me? That's what empathy is. Brethren, it's easy to rejoice when we're all rejoicing, but it's Christ-like to weep when we are weeping. So brothers and sisters, we need to show genuine character. We need to show genuine concern for people. It will make a huge difference, not only in their life, but also in our life as well. And many times we just don't know how that word of empathy, that action of empathy is going to be taken, but I'll assure you it is always taken well. So in this lesson, you were privileged to hear me challenge myself to be more like Christ. And hopefully some of it will sink into your hearts as well. To be more like Christ, we need to exhibit the qualities that set Jesus apart from the rest of the world. And as I said in a future lesson, maybe lessons plural, I hope next Sunday night, we're going to look at other characteristics of Jesus Christ and see if we are reflecting those characteristics. Tonight we talked about kind-heartedness and empathy, and with the Lord's help we can strive to exhibit those beautiful characteristics that make Jesus our Lord and Savior. May we be lifted up by these words. Perhaps tonight there's one or more who needs to respond to our Lord's invitation. If it is you, do not delay. If you need to come to Jesus, won't you come as we stand and as we sing?